Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Feldman alongside Chuck Todd here on KMOX. Chuck is the NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. It airs every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Channel 5 and Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. right here on KMOX. Chuck, haven't talked to you in a while. Not a whole heck of a lot going on in Washington. Just waiting for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send over the articles of impeachment to the Senate. In your estimation, she says it's coming soon. What do you think she's waiting for?
It's a good question. No one seems to be able to answer that question anymore. I mean, I think she was seeing if she had some leverage here to try to at least smoke out McConnell in some way publicly. Earlier this week, when John Bolton came out and indicated that he would testify if he was subpoenaed in the Senate trial, you got the sense from many Democrats who thought, okay, her strategy's been justified. There's your rationale. Declare victory, send over the article, which is why you heard in that sort of a 48-hour period a bunch of Democrats saying it's about, yes, it's time for her to send them over. And then when she didn't do it, all those Democrats are sort of hanging out there. They've all walked it back. Look, she has bought some time because there is a lot of confidence in her leadership right now among Democrats in Capitol Hill. But clearly, they would like to understand more what she's thinking. What is her timeline? There's speculation today that it's going to get sent over today. I can tell you this. There is no group of people more concerned about when she sends these articles over than the senators that are running for president, because this has really caused them a lot of uncertainty going forward for the next 3 or 4 weeks before Iowa.
I still keep going back to, we are witnessing history, something that has literally never happened before, where, yes, there have been impeachments, but you go back to Bill Clinton, it wasn't this political with Bill Clinton's impeachment. We really and truly are seeing something we've never seen, or correct me if I'm wrong, I suppose.
I will just say, I lived through the Clinton impeachment. I find the memories of it, the fact that people are going, oh, it wasn't that. I mean, at the time, we had never been more polarized. At the time, it had never been more partisan. There's no doubt we're more polarized now, and it's even more partisan in the decision making. But I think we're a bit too wistful about the good old days of the Clinton impeachment. It was pretty bad for then, and it's worse now.
All right. Still assuming there's not going to be any GOP support for the Senate trial when it does happen?
It's hard to imagine. It really is. You know, you can't picture anything that seems to shake this. I mean, there is just, you know, unless the politics of the president's support somehow change dramatically. I mean, are there two or three Republicans you could picture? Maybe four or five for some reason. But when you start to ask, where do you find 20? Well, if for some reason you got to that point, the entire Republican Party would probably do it. So my point being is, it is hard to imagine a scenario where more than really two Republican senators join Democrats in finding them guilty.
Chuck Todd joining Brian Feldman here on KMOX. Chuck's the NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Do want to ask you about Iran. What's the general census in Congress, specifically the GOP, among the strike to kill General Qasem Soleimani? Do they believe it was necessary? What's the growing belief inside Washington?
There is a divide. Look, there is a hawkish wing of Washington, some of whom are in the Trump administration, some of whom are in Congress, who have been wanting more aggressive action against Iran for years. Taking out Soleimani among the more aggressive hawks, led by Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. So in one sense, you have that, and there's some satisfaction on that wing of the party. But even among those that are publicly expressing support for the president, Dave, there's a lot of consternation. They know there's a lot of fatigue in this country. And there is a lot of questions about how does this not eventually either do one of two things, drag us into another military confrontation, or worse, we get thrown out of Iraq, which appears to, you know, that process continues to move. And the last time we left Iraq, ISIS popped up, right? And that is the nightmare that others are worrying about quietly, but because of our political, because of our polarization and the fact that political dissent gets crushed these days, most of those people nervous about that are being kind of muted.
How does this affect 2020 at all as far as the November race?
Look, I do think one of the core reasons why this president won the Republican nomination and why he sort of stunned the Washington establishment was on the fact that when it came to efforts on war and peace, he seemed to be more of a dove. He was not wanting to be an interventionist. So I do think he, more than anybody else, because of the promises he made about wars in the Middle East, I think he has a lot of risk here if it looks like he's still mired in a mess in the Middle East come fall of 2020.
All right, that is Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. I'm Brian Feldman, right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.